Could you, in a perfect world, like if you could have, I don't know, a magic wand or some way to grant your wish for the information center, where would you see it moving in the next few years?
Where the center is moving?
Yeah, like where, how would you like to see future efforts of the information center? Are you happy with what it's doing now? Are there other things that you wish you could provide?
Okay, what I can tell you about the future of the information center, or if I'm happy with what it's doing. In fact, besides being an employee of the information center, but surely what I can tell you is that the information center has achieved a lot for the tribunal, more especially in Rwanda. So as you are aware, the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda was set up to try those who are responsible for the crimes committed in this country. So it's very important for the Rwandese population to know what the tribunal is doing. So the information center has been at the forefront to ensure that what the tribunal is doing is known to a large public of Rwanda. That one itself is a big step forward, especially in bridging the gap, the information gap between the ICTR and the Rwandan public. So what I can tell you is that the existence of the information center really plays, among others, a very big role in ensuring that the tribunal achieves its goals and objectives, because the information center has been so instrumental in contributing towards the unity and reconciliation process in Rwanda. And that one is one of the main objectives why the tribunal was set up, to ensure that justice is rendered, and it's rendered with the principal objective of ensuring that people who committed crimes are punished, and in turn, that one would contribute to unity and reconciliation in Rwanda. So the tribunal, through its process of informing the Rwandans about what it's doing, and using the information center at the forefront of informing the Rwandan public of what is taking place at the tribunal, you can see that the information center has played a very big role in ensuring that.
Do you see a role even when the court closes?
That one will depend again. That one will depend. Because right now, if the court closes, the information center, I don't know what's going to happen to the information center, but I'm of the view that if the information center maybe could stay in place after the tribunal closes, so that all what has been done by the tribunal can maybe be safeguarded in one place, so that people can continue to access information from a given place in Rwanda, that one would be very fine. But right now, I don't know what's going to happen to the information center. But maybe besides being employed at the information center, but still, I'm of the view that if such a center could stay to maintain the legacy of the tribunal in the future, because I hope a given institution like the ICTR, it cannot just close and everything ends there. We have, at least there should be a mechanism of maintaining information which can be used for future reference, and even to maintain the legacy of the tribunal, to see that this is an institution, an international judicial institution, So what it has done for all these years should be maintained so that even Rwandese can continue to come and get access to the tribunal information through such an information center. So I don't know, that one will depend on the decision makers, but I hope such an information center could stay in place for future reference, so because the tribunal needs to safeguard its information and keep it in place so that people can get access to it and at least learn a lot more, especially about international justice, what was done, because there is a lot of information about what the tribunal has done, which I think different categories of people could need to access for future reference.